From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Domain names are hot property. They're hot property for everyone, including countries. Israel.com sold for almost $6 million in 2008. Korea.com went for $5 million in 2000. But one Miami man who owned France.com received nothing. That is because France seized his domain name, and now he is suing the country of France. As reporter Peter Hayden tells us, when it comes to internet law, he may have history on his side.
For the last 24 years, Jean-Noël Friedman owned the web domain France.com, where he posted travel tips and things of interest about his native country. He made money off ads posted to the site. Then one day in March,
I got my coffee and logged on, typed in France.com. I got to France.fr, which is the website of the French government tourist office.
France had seized France.com. No notice, no buyout. France's Ministry of Foreign Affairs claimed the domain name on the basis of a French court ruling that basically says this.
We are the Republic of France. France is our name. And therefore, we just have a right to any domain name that has the word France in it.
That's Vivek Krishnamurthy. He's an attorney at Harvard University's Cyber Law Clinic. He's representing Friedman in a lawsuit. He points out that in 2003, a man sued Barcelona, Spain, to return his domain name, Barcelona.com. The city claimed Barcelona was its trademark. That didn't fly in U.S. court, and the guy got his site back.
The French courts could say what they wanted to. U.S. law is going to decide this dispute.
That's because there's a master registry for every .com domain name sitting on a computer in Virginia. That means the domain name is a virtual property that exists in the United States. Neither the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs nor the domain registration company, Web.com, agreed to be interviewed for this story. University of Miami law professor Michael Frumkin specializes in technology law. He says there are lots of complex issues that arise when a country tries to own its name on the internet with its global reach, like...
What's the official name of the country? What language is the name in? And are we going to do that for every language on the globe?
Frumkin says there's just no support for it in international law. In Miami, I'm Peter Hayden for Marketplace.